The following schools are under a two-hour delay. Carroll County Board of Developmental Disabilities, No AM Preschool, Carrollton Exempted Village, Salem, United, and West Branch, both with No AM Preschool. Sebring police are asking for help locating a missing teen. 14-year-old Aaliyah Melly was last seen Monday around 10 p.m. in the village. She is 5'11", 130 pounds, with blue eyes and red-colored hair and may have been wearing a black quilted jacket. Anyone who has seen Aaliyah is asked to call 911 or Sebring police at 330-938-6114. Most roads blocked by a train derailment in Alliance Tuesday morning have now reopened. A Norfolk Southern train car derailed near Keystone Street and Park Avenue, spilling sodium bicarbonate. No injuries were reported. Alliance and Sebring Emergency Services kept traffic moving via underpasses and overpasses. Norfolk Southern is investigating the cause. The Holmes County mother accused of drowning her 4-year-old son at Atwood Lake last August is moving forward with a bench trial. 40-year-old Ruth Miller pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to aggravated murder and other charges. 3 mental health evaluations determined she was insane at the time, and Tuscarawas County prosecutors are not disputing that. Judge Michael Ernest will review the reports and issue a ruling March 3rd with a placement hearing possible afterward. A Canton home that was the scene of a fatal fire Sunday night is set to be demolished. 32-year-old Brian Shackelford died in the blaze. No one else was found inside during a drone search. A nearby building sustained heavy damage, leaving 10 people without homes. The cause of the fire is under investigation. A second suspect in a Canton shooting is in custody. 44-year-old Larry Grimes of Canton was arrested Monday and is scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. He's charged with complicity to felonious assault. Grimes allegedly traveled with 41-year-old Dion Davis of Jackson Township to the Hall of Fame Fuel Mart on Cherrick Road Southeast February 17th. Davis is accused of shooting at a vehicle after a dispute. Police say the incident targeted a vehicle with a child inside. Davis was arrested the same day. He remains jailed on $500,000 bond. Davis is due in court today for a status conference. Canton utility customers will see their monthly bills rise starting March 29th with an average increase of $6.36 per month, or about $76 annually. The hike includes a 15% increase for sewer, 13.5% for water, and 2.7% for sanitation, pushing the average monthly bill from $66.44 to $72.80. According to the repository, Service Director John Hyman says the increases are needed to fund infrastructure improvements and cover rising operating costs. Breeze Airways is expanding flights from Akron Canton Airport this summer. The airline will offer seasonal nonstop service to Portland, Maine starting July 2nd and daily flights to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina beginning July 1st. Officials at CAK say the new routes give travelers easy access to coastal getaways and festivals. Former Alliance Law Director Caitlin Wire has joined the Summit County Prosecutor's Office as an assistant prosecutor in the criminal division. She was appointed Alliance Law Director in 2021 following Jennifer Arnold's resignation and stepped down in 2024, withdrawing from a primary bid for Stark County Common Pleas Court Judge after omitting her former surname on election papers. She was reappointed by Mayor Andy Grove but dropped her reelection bid in 2025, leaving Andrew Selwa unopposed in November's election. A man is heading to prison for a shooting in downtown Kent. 19-year-old Jack Massey of Akron was sentenced Monday by Portage County Common Pleas Judge Becky Doherty to 4.5 years behind bars. Massey pled guilty last month to having weapons under disability, inducing panic, and aggravated menacing. The charges stemmed from an October 30th incident at Bar Lucci, where Massey fired a handgun in the crowd while on parole for a 2023 felonious assault conviction. No one was seriously injured. A former substitute teacher has pleaded guilty to 13 counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor. 43-year-old John McFarland of Lisbon entered the plea Tuesday in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. Prosecutors say he possessed and transmitted videos depicting minors engaged in sexual activity between 2022 and 2025. McFarland is scheduled for sentencing April 13th. He remains free on bond. The West Branch Board of Education has approved its revised 5-year financial forecast, which shows declining revenue in the years ahead. The district's cash balance is projected to increase slightly to about $6.3 million this year, before dropping to around $4.5 million by 2030. The forecast includes more than $1.2 million in projected funding cuts through 2030, following the passage of House Bill 186. State aid accounts for 55% of district revenue. Salaries and benefits make up the majority of expenses. A mistrial has been declared in the Mahoning County murder case of Daniel Sellers. Common Pleas Judge Anthony DiPolito halted the trial Tuesday after co-defendant Sean Peterson invoked his Fifth Amendment right and refused to testify. Prosecutors plan to reschedule the case, but no new date has been set. The 19-year-old Sellers is accused of shooting 15-year-old Amaya Montserrat in April 2023 following a birthday party in Youngstown. WKBN-TV reports jurors had seen body cam footage of officers responding to the chaotic scene where the girl was found unconscious and bleeding. Two local bank branches in the Mahoning Valley are preparing to close. West Banco has announced plans to shut down two of its Youngstown area locations. They are the McCartney Road branch and ATM in Youngstown and the Newport Glen branch on Hillman Way in Boardman. A company spokesperson says a total of 10 branches statewide will close. The McCartney Road branch is expected to be shuttered in May. West Banco says all services will remain available through nearby branches as well as through online banking and the company's ATM network. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.